You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, where we're changing rock history one podcast at a time. Welcome back to the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. My name is Lou Lombardi, a.k.a. Ludini. And I got my two co-pilots here. I got the lovely and talented Miss Lily V6 from Rock Rage Radio.
Hi, guys. Party, don't get too excited.
I'm so excited.
Oh, my God.
I'm so excited, and I just can't hide it. And we have Keith the Hawk Hawkins via international uplink to the XQ9 satellite system, also known as Skype. What's going on, Big Keith?
Hey, what's going on, people? How are you? Everybody good out there? We're getting a little late start tonight here.
I want everybody to send some great birthday wishes to our bro, Keith.
All the birthday love.
It's his 29th birthday today.
Again with the 29. Yeah, it's been 29 hard years, man. That's all. I feel like I'm 45, you know? But other than that, you know, hey, I don't look a day over 44 and a half.
Oh, that's what we like to hear, Mr. Keith. All right. Okay, guys, you're listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. That is Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.com. You want to check back often for new music podcasts like this one, as well as my cool artist story series, where we are giving you the stories of a lot of great indie artists, playing a little bit of their music, getting them on the air, talking to them. Just some very cool bands. I met this great band this week called Nova Lantern, which I'm actually going to play them as well tonight on the podcast. So we've got a great show for you tonight. We've got Sate, we've got Nova Lantern. Oh, and we've got a really cool band that I really like called Defy the Tide. Mm. Do you know Defy the Tide?
I have heard of them, yes.
They're a really good rock band, metal band. So it's going to be a good time. Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.com is the website. And if you'd like some behind the scenes stuff, you'd like to party with me sort of exclusively and get access to some cool stuff, I want you to go to loulombardimusic.com/innercircle. You can party with me in my inner circle. That is loulombardimusic.com/innercircle. That gives you access to my private Facebook group, where all kind of very cool things happen. You find out about a lot of cool bands and a lot of stuff that we don't get to talk about on the podcast. Plus, you get to learn about a lot of cool riffs, and I demonstrate a lot of stuff and work on my album and take input from you guys. You never know. You could throw out some lyric suggestions, and it can make it on my next album. So that is loulombardimusic.com/morefans now. All right, guys. We're going to be hitting it really good and hard tonight. I hope everybody's drinking. Keith, what are you drinking?
I am drinking vodka.
Straight vodka?
No, it's on ice, actually, but it's a mango vodka, so mango. It's like, you know, it's got a little flavor to it.
All right, well, we're going to have to do a birthday shot with Keith here in a little bit. But, I didn't even mention tonight's topic is, you know, every once in a while, and this happens probably more than we'd like to admit, is great bands put out records and, well, they're not so great. In fact, they kind of suck. So we're going to be talking about, like, our top picks for terrible records by great bands. Those of you on my Facebook page who misunderstood and thought this was going to be a podcast about Saint Anger, you're wrong. It's not. We might talk about Saint Anger and a bunch of other albums, but no. So rethink yourself. Get yourself squared away. You've got just enough time to do it while we jam out this song. This is Sate from her album Red, Black, and Blue, Warrior, on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus.
Shit, and I'm gonna do proud. You're gonna
That is Sate, and you can go to stateofsate.com for all kind of cool Sate stuff. We are huge. We're huge fans here of Sate. Been an artist since the beginning for us here at the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, and hope that you enjoy some Sate as much as we do. Stateofsate.com. So, Keith, what's going on over there, buddy? You guys got some
notes?
A note? Yeah, you got some ideas? I just want to tell everybody real quick, I'm wearing my Big Wreck shirt, and I was really excited because my friend Gary Matassa, shout out to my good bro Gary, I would not have known about this show, and he's like, he sends me an email, and the title of the email is Massive Tone, and that is, and that's the, get any guitar nerd to open an email, put Massive Tone in the title, and I open up, he's like, oh yeah, these guys are coming to Jurgles, I'm going, I'm like, what? Big Wreck is coming to Jurgles? I didn't know about it. So it turned out that his wife decided she didn't want to go, so I got in for free. She gave me her ticket. It was a lot of fun.
I like free things.
Chris Ruane from Fist Fight in the Parking Lot was hanging too. So the three of us hung out, and we had a really good time. And Keith, if you would have been around, bro, you would have gone. I would have taken you too, man. We would have had a good time.
I like Big Wreck. I think they're a very underrated band. I always thought that they had like it's a cool kind of Zeppelin meets grungy kind of just sound. The guy always had a great voice in the band. I don't know like what members are left in the band, but I see it's obviously the same singer. So it's on that video you
it's
had,
the same
so.
Drummer too.
Is it okay?
Yeah, same. So, it might even be the same bass player, but it's definitely the same. Ian Thornley, and I apologize. I don't remember the drummer's name. Go ahead, Keith. You can bust on me for that.
I have no idea who it is. I'm pretty sure they've been one of them bands that have been around so long that I don't even know who's in the band at this point. So,
yeah,
I mean,
but yeah, they put on a great show. And man, like Ian's voice was just dead nuts, dude. Like he sang all the high stuff. Like, I mean, you couldn't. I mean, there was no, it didn't sound worn out or burn out or anything. It just rocked. This was a great show. Anyway, so we are talking tonight's topic is, you know, when a band puts on. A band you love puts out a bad record. So what are some of these bad records? And Lily and Keith and all of us have chimed in and come up with a few things here. So who wants to start? I've got some. Lily's got some. Keith has some. Who's going to go first?
I'll go first.
Lily is going first.
So Alice Cooper put out Welcome to My Nightmare, the second one. With Kesha. Not that I don't like Kesha. I do like Kesha. However, this album was just awful to me. 36 years after the original. So that's my first pick.
That is on a lot of people's lists, actually. If you go to loudwire.com,
really?
They've got the 25
I bought it, so I
worst,
feel really
worst albums by great bands, and I believe that when you do the search on it, that is the first album that
Seriously?
Comes up.
Seriously?
Is Welcome to My Nightmare 2. You know, it's just like, you know, there's some cool movie sequels, but there's some really bad ones. But doing an album sequel, I'm not so sure.
It didn't work.
It didn't work.
In this case.
It did not work in this case.
That's funny because Alice Cooper goes on my list of a band that or an artist that has never put out a good album. So that's pretty funny. I have a secondary list for albums, you know, that just suck. Completely. So the fact that Alice put out an album that sucked and then put out an album that just retread sucked, that's awesome. So way to go Alice, kick ass, man.
I'm a huge Alice Cooper fan, so
what do I know about anything?
So Keith, have a happy birthday. We'll talk to you later.
When I visit you
coming down to kick your happy birthday ass, man.
I am. I wore a Poison shirt just for you today.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. That was for you. Happy birthday.
They put out a...
I don't care.
Stunning album, too. But, you know, that's... That goes without saying, like, just... there are certain bands that just... Every once in a while, they trip themselves up. I've always been a really big Red Hot Chili Peppers fan. I thought they kind of, like, had that cool, funky Southern California style. And then they had a lot of guitar member changes, and they put out, you know, an album called One Hot Minute with Dave Navarro that just didn't work, man. It was a decent record, like, with a couple of songs, but the Dave Navarro experience, it only lasted one record, and there's a reason why. It just didn't work out, man.
All right, I got one. This is a record. I'm a huge Black Sabbath fan, and I didn't even know that this album existed. It's called Forbidden.
Now you
by
know
Sabbath from 95, and I know now I know not to get it. marked the final Black Sabbath album with the of the otherwise criminally underrated Tony Martin era. And if there was any way to salvage the band's name after Forbidden, it was to enlist Ozzy Osbourne returning soon after. Produced by Body Count's Ernie C., this relationship parlayed into Ice-T guesting on awkward opener Illusion of Power. Martin half talks, half sings while Ice-T raps. So can you imagine a Black Sabbath album with rap on it?
Nope. And I don't
I don't even want to imagine it. I'm
not
going to listen to it.
I'm never going to listen to that.
So, all right, who's next? Lily?
Oh, me? Okay, I'll go next.
We're going round in circle.
Okay.
We'll go round in circle!
Motley Crue's Generation Swine with the return of Vince Neil after they, say a bad thing, but after they fired Karabi and brought back Vince Neil.
You know, I thought John Karabi had a great voice, and
I
wish that that project had more of a chance to kind of evolve. Because I think he's a dynamite singer, and he never really did it. He's on a lot of like compilation albums or like tribute albums with other bands, and he's always sounds freaking great. But what do you got, Keith? Hit me up, brother. Beat me, daddy.
Eight to the bar. Go to this whole like little thing I got going on here, little theme. You can't replace a legend, okay? So when you talk about the Tony Martin led Black Sabbath. He followed Ozzy, Ronnie James Dio. The dude didn't have
all
a friggin'
right.
And so that's just how it is. So you can't replace the legend. But one album that stuck out to me was Deep Purple put out an album in 2003 called Bananas. Did you even know this album exists?
Oh yeah, that's on my list to talk about. But go ahead, hit it up, make it happen.
I guess it's right after John Lord died, so there's no like cool like John Lord's keyboards. The songs are very like simple compared to Deep Purple songs. There's a It's a very first chorus kind of vibe. It has just a straight, real, like, way more straightforward, cheesy kind of, commercial hook to the song, which it can be good, but that's not what you're used to in Deep Purple. Like I said, without John Lord, there's no real, the keyboards aren't really that, dominant.
Don Airey, is kind of known as like a hard rocker, heavy metal kind of keyboard player, but, yeah, the Lord was the Lord. I mean, I don't know what else you're going to say. Hey, I just want to give you, hey, Keith, Chris Thunderwolf Dodson said, happy birthday, Keith, from Chris and Raven from Wolf's Customs. So, Chris, thank you, buddy. We appreciate that, man.
Yeah, thank you, man. Thank you.
So I got one. Hold on a second. I got one. How about this one? How about Van Halen 3?
Ah, that's on my list.
It should be on every list.
Here it comes.
On every list, man. It's just
here it comes.
Going back to the Chili Pepper thing, it just didn't work out, man. A great band, a great singer in his own right. Dave, like I said, Dave Navarro's a good rock guitar player. He just didn't fit in the Chili Peppers, and it just only lasted so long. Gary Cherone's a great singer, great rock singer. It just didn't, I don't know, that album.
It didn't work.
Expected something else,
And it was a really weird sounding album. Like,
yeah.
A lot of people said this, and my Kevin, who was my co-host for a couple of years, he and I would always talk about that, where we were like, you really even can't hear Gary Cherone. It's like, it's just like, sounds like a big guitar. There's like no, like everybody, I don't know, it's mixed weird. It's just the whole thing, it was just unfortunate.
Yeah, it sucked.
All right, Lily, what do you got?
I'm going to go with Aerosmith's Done With Mirrors. Have you heard that one? It sounds like a whole bunch of unfinished songs to me.
I like that record.
I
it's the it's the return of that band.
It is.
As that band.
I know, but it feels like a very unfinished. I think if they redid it now, it might be better.
Okay.
I want to go with Aerosmith from anything from 1980 on to the present day.
We already know.
Yeah, blah blah blah. Mr. Drunk back there, birthday boy.
Before that, they were awesome, though. But 80 on, I don't get it, man. It's just too, I don't want to miss a thing, but I'd like to miss those last 20 albums.
Well, I didn't like that particular song.
So.
Okay, what else you got?
A lot of people talk about Saint Anger. That seems to be brought up a lot in the Metallica conversation. It's their worst album. Me, I wasn't a fan of Load or Reload either. I didn't like any of those albums either. I didn't.
We're not talking about what you liked. We're talking about...
Well, St. Anger's a big disappointment. I didn't like Load or Reload or that piece of crap they put out with Lou Reed either. So that's just
I think the thing with it, I would put down the thing they did with Lou Reed is one of the most. I mean, that record is almost like one of those bad movies. It's so bad, it's good. Like you wanna, you just have to check it out because it's like crazy. You know,
like Roadhouse with Patrick Swayze.
Dude, that I just bought that on Blu-ray, man. Just, you know, the special two disc edition.
One VHS for $2.
Peter, Chris, and Ace Frehley are coming over later to watch it.
Yeah, that's good. But I mean, that's probably a good timing. What else are they doing? You know what I mean?
Oh my God.
Hey, John, thank you for hanging in with us, buddy. We appreciate it, man. And we'd like to. We need to get you on for an interview sometime, John Marshevka. I always say your name wrong. Anthony and I were talking about this. It's not John. It looks like Marchuka. That's not how you say his name. I think it's Marchevska, I believe. Marchevka, I think. Correct me on that, John. But John's a good guy. John's got a great record label here in Pittsburgh. Puts out a lot of heavy bands. So, hey, John. So, where are we? Who's next? What's going on?
Is it
your turn?
Yeah.
My turn.
Yeah.
I don't know nothing, man. I'm so crazy. Okay, I'm going to step outside of my comfort zone a little bit. But what do you think about Hot in the Shade, Lily?
That was on my list of bad albums.
Yeah.
So, since, you know. Yeah, I'm sorry. Way better.
Was it Kiss?
Here it comes. Yes.
Shh. Yeah, they made
no remarks from the
we don't want to hear it. We know you don't like them.
You wouldn't like any Kiss. You put them in the same category as Alice Cooper to Pooper.
We're going to stop. You know, I don't want to pick it. Thing. It's like opening an old scab, you know, but I just can't help myself.
Okay, hold on. We're going to take a break, and we're going to listen to another band. This is a band, Nova Lantern. Oh, from up in Brooklyn. They told me they're on their Brooklyn tour. They're going to eat the pizza in North Brooklyn, South Brooklyn, and East Brooklyn. With Tony Danza is going to come
over. Forget about it.
Forget about it. Hey, no, Nova Lantern, forget about it. You guys are rock stars. Forget about it.
Vito, you owe me money.
This is their song, Iggy, on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus.
There's no poetry in poverty. Despite what you've heard, every syllable spells tragedy.
A bottle too.
We'll be right back.
Yep.
Oh, wow, man. I think these guys are really cool. You're going to need to check them out. This is it's a band called Nova Lantern. Go to novalanternmusic.com. That's their track, Iggy. Iggy. And it doesn't have anything to do with Iggy Pop, I don't think. I forget. how about this? John Marchefka says, bad album, Shadow Life by Dokken. I think Keith would probably think that every album by Dokken's bad, huh?
No.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
Oh, Keith.
I want to give a shout out. I want to give a couple shout outs real quick before we get back into what we're doing here. First of all, I want to give a shout out. I will be at the Dokken show. Lily, you going to?
Yes, I'll be
there. Let's all go together.
Okay.
Because my sister Sharon wants to go. We're all going to go. We're going to do a Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. We're going to represent at the Dokken show March 14th because my brother Anthony Leone and his band Silk Nine are going to be opening, and I'm really bummed there's no freaking George Lynch in the band, but we've got Anthony, who's like just about as good as like hanging out with George Lynch, so I'm really excited. Silk Nine is a great band. If you've not seen them, go. Dokken's going to be fun. They're going to do all their hits. It's going to be a cool time, and we're going to drink a lot of alcohol. I don't know. I might have to Uber that night.
I don't know.
Yeah, so it's going to be a good time. That's March 14th. March 2nd, though, Ludini himself is going to be playing a great show. We're going to be, I'm going to be opening for the Turbosonics and Johnny and the Razor Blades at the Good Time Bar. Show starts at 9 p.m. It's $5 freaking dollars. And
that's
the
nothing.
Good Time Bar has like VFW prices on drinks. It's like super cheap to drink there. Keith, it's your kind of place, buddy. Hey, Keith, you ever been to Good Time Bar?
Where is it at? Millville?
Millville. Yeah. Donner Millville.
I think I've drove past it once, yes.
Yeah, it's all right, dude. It's a cool. It's like
a good place.
What are you playing? Acoustic? You got a band? What's going on?
No, I'm doing acoustic.
Acoustic.
Yeah.
Playing all acoustic and all that. All
right, buddy.
So it's going to be a good time. So anyway, so we are talking about, we're going to continue our conversation.
I got a thing.
I got a thing at night. You know a thing? I got a thing. I watched Goodfellas. I've been watching Goodfellas. I have it on. It's on Netflix now. You know Goodfellas on Netflix.
I love that movie.
Do you know that, Keith? Goodfellas on Netflix?
I've seen it a million times.
Now, I just decided to put down, I like watch a little bit of it here and there, you know? And he says, hey, Karen, I can't go. I got a thing. You know, I got a thing tonight, you know? I got a thing. Every time they're going to like do a hit or something, I got a thing. So I got a thing that night.
I like when she's holding a gun to his head.
I got this thing later on.
What was that?
Every time you say something, I got this thing going on later on.
Later on, I got this thing later on.
That's their excuse for everything. I got this thing. I can't make it. I got this thing. So that's what they say.
My favorite part of that movie is, go home and get your shine box. That's the greatest.
That is a classic.
And then Pesci freaks, Tommy, the character, freaks out. Like, he just, like, you know, it's like the perfect storm. Anyways, so we were talking about, we're talking about Goodfellas, but before that, we were talking about
there's other things.
Great, great bands that like put out a bad album. So what? Damon Zappa, Matt Reiser, please guys, share. Sharing is caring. If you like bands like Sate and Nova Lantern and Defy the Tide, share the podcast that gets the word out about these bands. It isn't so much about Lou and Lily and Keith, although, you know, we like detention too.
I think it's about me.
It's about getting the word out about this great music. So we're talking about great bands that, and none of these bands that we're playing tonight put out bad albums, but great bands that put out bad records, and we're talking about some of our favorite picks, some of the funs. We're just having some fun with this tonight. Look, if you're a great band and you hear this, don't get offended. You know you did us a little. You made a little boo boo. It's okay.
You know you did wrong.
You did a little boo boo. It's Kiss, we love you. You know, Metallica, we love you. Megadeth, we love you. Deep Purple, we love you. Sabbath, we love you. Please, just chill out. We're all having a good time tonight, okay? You're millionaires. Just re-effing lax. Keith, give me one. Hit me.
Right
in
the face.
Beat me, Daddy. 8 to the bar.
Like he likes it.
I'm going to go again with You Can't Replace a Legend. The band had so much success with Bruce Dickinson that they put out an album with this guy, Blaze Bailey. You know this album?
Iron Maiden. No, it's horrible.
Virtual 11.
That's on the list here. I want everybody, guys, if you guys don't know the website Loudwire, it's a very cool site for hard rock and metal. And Virtual, yes, that was actually on one of the ones on the list. Could you know the story behind this record a little bit? You want to talk about it or what?
The track, The Angel and the Gambler, was like a single release, and it was so bad that they just completely, I think, the guy had just such a way more baritone kind of voice than Dickinson ever had, and then it's just, you know, I guess it just, like I said, sometimes it just doesn't work, man. I mean, and so you can just look at, you know, I'm sure Blaze friggin' Bailey is a good singer on his own, but with Iron Maiden, it's not Iron Maiden. You know?
And they have a song.
It's Ripper Owens with Judas Priest, too, is the same thing. You know, it's like they put out albums with Ripper Owens, and it's like everybody wants Rob Halford. I mean, you're not going to get Rob Halford with Ripper Owens. You know?
All I want to say, I just want to say this. They have a song on there, and I'll just give an example. Called The Klansman. So we'll just leave it at that. Lily.
Good album, aren't they? I'm going to go with The Rolling Stones and Bridges to Babylon. I guess you guys like that, right? I didn't.
You know what? Go ahead. I Bridges to Babylon by The Stones. Well, you don't like any Stones record after the 70s.
He doesn't like anything that
Stones,
I like.
I don't think The Stones will put out a good record as good as Since Soup, and I was this like in time, 75.
Blah, blah, blah. Oh, my God.
No son, and I don't like any music, and Star Wars sucked, and it was my best friend.
Wow, he's picking on you on your birthday.
I'm having fun. Anyway. This is my brother. He knows we bust each other up a little bit.
Wait till my next one. I'm gonna start.
Oh, I'm so excited to hear this.
Did you say one already, or where are we?
Bridges to Babylon, Rolling Stones.
I'm going to say, okay, here's, now, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's on my list.
I don't care how good you are, okay?
I don't care how good you are.
You cannot make people wait 11 years for your next album. No. Never, but ever, never, ever, never. Just for that.
Talking about Boston.
Just for that, your record sucks. Guns N' Roses, Chinese Democracy.
Was a travesty.
That's awful.
You can't do that. Come on. You know, I mean, I don't know. I don't even. Maybe this record's brilliant. If it would have came out after you, like a year after Use Your Illusion or something, maybe it would have been okay. I don't know. But it just sounds like. Guns N'
Roses. How much did the album cost to make?
I don't even want to know.
You know? I don't know. What is it?
That album cost $13 million to make, and it sounds like you made it like in your grandma's basement. You know, it just doesn't really sound.
Why is it going to be my grandma?
Why does it have to be your grandma? What are you talking about my grandma for?
Well,
I'm sure his grandmother is very sweet.
And she loves Guns N' Roses.
I do like the Appetite for Destruction is one of the best rock albums ever released.
I agree.
Any Illusion albums were good. I thought the acoustic stuff they did was okay, Chinese Democracy sucks out loud. It's just not a good record, man. And it just took all this deal, all this hype, and it made you just go, "Okay, we can't wait. It's gonna take this long." They're getting worse.
I felt like it betrayed.
I thought Tom Scholz was in the band for a minute there.
I agree with you. At Third Stage, we could put that in the same category. I was so. I think that in every way, shape, or form, they betrayed their fans. They betrayed what rock is all about.
It was a complete disappointment.
Yeah, it was terrible. I can't even talk. It's so bad.
It's okay. It's okay, bud. We're good. You calm?
Somebody calm him down, man. Holy hell.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. All right, somebody say something because I can't talk for a minute.
Loves it when you rub his neck.
Keep that in mind.
Somebody say something.
All right, I'll say something. And I actually had to look this up because I started getting a little dry on my picks. But Def Leppard and Songs from the Sparkle Lounge.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I actually stopped to listen to this. And
like, what is this record? Like, it is awful. So weird. Yeah, like, Tim McGraw is on it, isn't he?
Yes, he is. He's absolutely
that don't even matter.
First of all, the name.
That don't even matter. Trust me. I'm going to go one better on that one. I'm going to stick with the same band. You gave me On Through the Night, good rock and raw record. You gave me High and Dry, which had like some radio hits for him. You gave me Pyromania, another great rock record.
Cool record.
Then you put out Hysteria, which is a complete departure from what you have done. Hysteria to me is a disappointment in my eyes. I don't give a shit how many Mutt Lang credentials it gets, how many radio hits it had. I was all fired up when Pyromania came out. I said, this is the next freaking Led Zeppelin kick-ass hard rock band out of England. When Hysteria came out, I was totally pissed, man. Seriously.
I still think this is worse,
I know
Keith.
People disagree with that, but I wanted to do that to chap a little bit of asses tonight. And Hysteria is disappointing to me. It's disappointing.
He likes ass.
But, okay.
Hysteria
fine.
Is fine. Crap, man.
Fine. Okay. Calm yourself for a minute. This, I think, is worse still, though.
I'm sorry, Keith.
And Hysteria stole like 20-some million.
Can I say something?
He never stole one to me because I don't want to hear that shit.
That might be your opinion, but you're clearly wrong.
You're wrong, sir.
You know what the thing about that is, Lewis? If I want your opinion, I'll give it to you.
Listen, Keith. I think that probably...
Everybody 90%
of people in the world would disagree with you. But thank you for sharing your opinion. Wow. What do we do after that? Awkward moment.
Sorry, man. I had to put it out there.
I'm sorry. I think that Moving Pictures was a total sellout.
It was.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, my God. I'm running out of gas here.
Even the
we talked about Bananas already by Deep Purple, didn't we? Oh, goodness gracious. We talked about Forbidden by Black Sabbath. Oh, goodness. And we hit the Alice Cooper thing. Guys, got any more? We're going to get it. We're going to change the vibe here in a second. Any more, you guys? You and Keith get one more.
Oh, you're giving us one more?
You each get one more.
Go ahead, Keith.
Say something.
It's your turn, buddy. It's all you.
I love this band to death, but they put out a weak album towards the end of their career there, Hot Space by Queen.
Mm.
It had Under Pressure on it, but it was like, I think, the last song on the record. The rest of it sounded like just recycled 80s garbage disco stuff, man. And even Freddie Mercury couldn't say that. That's just not a good record. And that's hot. So Hot Space got to go on my list. Queen can usually do no wrong with me because I love Freddie Mercury. And the band writes tremendous songs. But that Hot Space record, I can't deal with it. It just sounds not good, man.
Hey, Lily, are you familiar with the album Angry Machines by Ronnie James Dio?
It's actually on my list.
Guy, why don't you talk about it?
I don't know if I want to talk about it because it's awful.
Dio, to me, is like, you know, there's Buddha and there's Jesus and there's like John F. Kennedy and some people like that, Martin Luther King, and there's Dio. I'm sorry, Ozzy. Dio is just like, he's like everything to me.
I love Dio.
And I do, too.
Not
but
this.
He can't. He's not infallible. He made a boo-boo.
He can have flaws.
With Angry Machines. And so we'll just leave it at that. Anything else, you guys? Anything else you want to chime in before we jam out the last track?
Yeah, did you ever hear Pantera's first record?
Oh, yeah. Talk about that, Keith. This is a good one. Go ahead. Hit it.
Oh, it's called Metal Magic, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
And it's about as metal as nothing. I mean, they went on to do...
It's about as metal as nothing.
As unicorns?
They went on to be one of the great power metal bands of all time.
Mm.
And that record there just, you know, just leaves you kind of like, all right, this is it.
Look at that
and
album art.
That's not a metal record at all.
Guys, Google it and check out the album cover.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
It's like, when you see this album cover, you're like, I'm not getting this record.
That's the thing of nightmares right there.
It's crazy. Have you seen the cover, Kate?
Pantera, you know, post that. I mean, that stuff is killer.
Look at that face.
Cowboys, Vulgar Display. I mean, the Great Southern Trend Killer. All that stuff is kick ass. And they really didn't do anything bad after that. But, I mean, in my opinion. But that first record, Metal Freaking Magic of all titles, is there's nothing magic about that at all. So,
Robert Malvango says the Black Album by Metallica.
Get out of here.
Yeah, I mean, he's like got horrible, terrible, like over and over and over. Like, he's really not happy with the Black Album at all.
That's about as bad as me with Hysteria.
Yeah,
hi, Rob. How are you?
That's a good comparison. That's a good comparison.
I was just disappointed in the departure. It went way too poppy for me.
Poppy?
It was way too poppy.
Do you do a lot? Do you do a lot of heroin down there? What's your name again, Keith? Yeah.
Call me Frank.
Frank.
I'm calling you Frank.
Frank the Tank.
Frank the Tank.
A couple honorable.
That's good when it hits your lips. No, I don't do heroin at all. I can't afford it because I don't even have any stuff in my house.
A couple dishonorable mentions I want to run by everybody. Frequency Unknown by Queensryche. Eye to Eye by Scorpions. I believe that's a covers album.
I didn't even think of that one.
Black Rain by Ozzy. Even Ozzy. He's the prince of freaking darkness. Him and Sabbath invented metal, but they can make boo-boos.
Anybody can make a mistake.
Risk.
It's okay. Oh, that's on my list. Yeah.
By Megadeth, you know, unfortunately. Korn Untitled from 07. Do you guys know, I think Keith was referring to this when he was talking about, what's his name from Ohio? Owen, Ripper Owens. Demolition by Priest.
There you go.
I mean, Glenn Tipton and KK Downing, I think, are great guitar players. I think I put them in the same great metal. We should do a show on this great metal guitar duo, like guitar.
Yeah, I'm gonna call in sick that day, but go ahead, man.
But
he's like not.
But I think
stuff.
Dave Murray and Adrian Smith, KK Downing, and these bands like Malcolm and Angus. Like, there's a lot of great bands with the two guitars. But Priest is one of those bands. Glenn Tipton and KK Downing, I think, are a great guitar team. So, anything else we want to mention before we play the last track, guys? We good?
I'm good.
We're good. So
I'm always good.
I'm going to rock out. We're going to rock out to Defy the Tide. I love Defy the Tide. Women are... Guys, I'm sorry. You're losing. Sorry. The girls out there are cutting your nuts off and playing and making the real rock and roll. Sate... Defy the Tide, like one band after another, man. These girls are picking up guitars and blowing your ass away. So guys, come on, man. If it's the battle of the sexes for rock and roll, you gotta step it up a bit. This is Defy the Tide. I'm So Not Worthy. Traced in Flames on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus.
Right over and fair. Defy the Tide on the Lotini Hard Rock and Metal Circus.
I just feel like that band needs, you need to say their name like that. But anyways, that is Defy the Tide. Let's go ahead and plug and promote everybody.
All the things.
You want to go to defythetide.com. Easy. Defythetide.com.
I love when it's simple.
Check them badasses out. They rocked my freaking balls right off. See, right, they're gone. See, right? They're gone. Balls are gone. Settle balls
that sucks
tonight.
For you, bro.
After the Defy the Tide. Nova Lantern, my good bros. We had a total. Dude, guys, seriously, you need to check out this podcast. It was a total party. These guys are great. They're hilarious. It's a lot of fun. And Sate, my girl Sate. Stateofsate.com is the website. Check out what Sate's got going on. What is this? What am I hearing? Why am I not hearing any music? Oh, there we are.
Because you had it on pause.
Oh, help me, Lord Jesus.
Have another drink.
Have a drink on me. Keith, what's going on out there in New Orleans land? Speak to me, sweet pea.
I'm drinking vodka right now.
Is it warm there?
You really want to know?
Yes, I really want to know.
I promised myself I wouldn't do this to people. It's probably in the 60s here.
I'm begging for it.
Yeah. It's 60-some degrees, probably.
Oh,
60s.
I miss that.
Tomorrow it's going to rain, though, but it's going to be in the 70s still.
I wish I was there.
me three.
You can come whenever you want.
I'm going to.
One resident describes her horrifying experience when she first realized the complex was on fire.
I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Just because I'm in the mood for it.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Everybody sing along, come on.
Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Sing along.
Ain't nobody got time.
I don't know what I'm watching right now, but it's fantastic.
Lily does not know this.
I've never heard this, ever. Was that Buddy Christ?
Keith knows this. We've partied to this many times. Keith on lead tambourine. Just because I was in the mood for it, guys. Sweet Brown, auto-tune remix. Ain't nobody got time for that, Keith.
Now I've seen everything on the internet.
That's right.
It's done.
I always have time for a little tambourine. To...
Oh, Lord Jesus.
That was awesome.
Oh, my God.
Perfectly timed. Luckily, it was where I could reach it. So.
All right, Keith. Happy freaking birthday and merry effing Christmas.
Wait. Stop that.
So you guys went to Red Lobster tonight for dinner? Apple Garden.
No, Morton.
Morons. What?
No, Morton.
Okay.
It's a steakhouse.
Did you love it? No. Okay.
Okay, Keith. Fine. See
I'm
how you
just
are.
Gonna F myself then.
I said Morton's a mine. You can't hear me?
I said, did you like it?
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad. Yeah, it was delicious. Yeah, very good.
What did Samantha buy you for your birthday?
Right now, nothing.
We've
been married too long.
That's not a thing now?
The luster wears off. I guess she just figures, you know, she just graces me with her presence every day or whatever. I don't know.
Well, that's good.
She's a good chick, dude. I'm happy. Keith took the plunge. It was him and his him and Samantha's dream to move to New Orleans for a long time. He had an opportunity, and he took it. And guys, that's a good. I think that's a great freaking example. Lily, if you and I, when we get opportunities, sweetheart, we need to take them.
Yes.
Remember the song? If you see the chance, take it. That's what you got to do,
guys. I take every opportunity that comes at me.
I think that's
awesome.
Every
single one.
So, guys, go out there and take your chances, make romances, and have a good time. You're listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. You can go to LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. Okay, some strange posts on Facebook. Anyways, go to LudiniRockandRollCircus.com to catch up on all your Ludini needs. Do not forget, guys, the Ludini store. There's Ludini t-shirts and mugs and condoms. Did I say condoms?
Is there condoms?
There's Ludini condoms.
Nuh-uh.
Yes.
I'm all about that life.
Ludini says, slip one on before you slide it in.
Oh, my God.
I've been waiting for a freaking t-shirt for months. Where the hell's my t-shirt at?
That's going to be your birthday present next year.
Yeah, what's that? Next, you get it for my 50th, you know? Can I make an order now? What are you sending?
Well,
you're going to be about Pony Express.
You're going to be 50 in what, 30 years? 31 years.
No. Five.
Okay, guys, thanks for hanging out with us. Go to LudiniRockandRollCircus.com, check everything out. If you want some behind-the-scenes stuff, you want to, like, hang out with me while I'm working on some riffs and learn about some cool bands that you might not know about, some other bands I'm hanging out with, go to LouLombardiMusic.com/morefansnow and get involved with my private group. It's awesome. Lily's got an announcement. What's up, Lily?
Well, my show, as everybody should know, Rock Rage Radio, Hot Licks with Lily Six, it has changed times. I don't know what he's doing there. That's kind of freaking me out.
I'm doing some hot licks.
Oh.
I'm licking the microphone. Can
that's
you hear that?
Kind of weird. Anyway, it's on 6 now, 6 to 8 instead of 10 to 12. So I'm on much earlier now. What? So everybody can watch or listen to it. No excuses.
Why can't we watch
it? Still?
It's not live. What?
What is it, still on Thursdays?
Still Thursday nights, 6 to 8 instead of 10 to 12.
Tell your boss you need to talk more. Tell your boss that you need to have the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
I will talk all the things.
Talk all the things.
Yes.
Keith, any announcements before we rock and roll all the hell out of here?
For me, no. I'm just I'm glad I got my stuff, and thank God for that. And happy birthday to myself. Another year.
Happy birthday to me.
And I'm just going to finish up with saying that hopefully we can keep doing this and just keep getting the podcast bigger, better, and better. So let's move forward and keep rocking, man.
All right, Keith, you take care, brother. Hang out. We're going to talk for a little bit when you're done, okay? Can you hang out for a minute?
We have to powwow, Keith.
We're going to do a little powwow. All right, guys. Bad albums by great bands. Leave your comments. We'll talk some more. Ludini Rock and Roll Circus is with you, and we love you guys. Just remember, guys, no matter where you are, no matter if you like Hysteria or you hate Hot in the Shade or you think Done with Mirrors was an okay album, no matter what, yes, you, my friend, are the revolution. We'll talk to you guys soon. Mississippi King, Five Horse Johnson.
Nice.
Taking us out.
Float into the flame like a riverboat, Jim Zay.